This is Chang at the Fair, and right now I have with me Chloe and Isabel. Do you want to tell the world who you are?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Isabel Dearson. I'm a physics and math concentrator living in Cabin House. I'm a sophomore. And a fun fact is I can make a really weird clicking sound with my mouth, maybe?
I think now that you promised the world. That was really loud. I don't know if we caught that, but...
Okay. Hi, I'm Chloe Shawa. I'm a sophomore in Cabot House as well. Isabel and I are roommates. I'm concentrating in applied math, and a fun fact is I have two boxer dogs, but they're white.
Are they usually a different color?
Yeah, usually they're brown or brindle,
okay.
And they don't breed for white ones because they're usually blind or deaf. Mine are neither.
They have a lot of health stuff, though.
Cool. Yeah. Let's take a look at your project.
Yeah.
Could you tell us about it?
Yeah, so our project is called Nightstand, and the goal of Nightstand is to create a web application that allows users to log like the books that they're reading, that they want to read, that they have read, in a really simple and aesthetic interface. Mm-hmm. So what we have here is our homepage is like the Nightstand, and so you have like a few books in your reading section and up next, and then like also in your read section. Mm-hmm. And then also part of the applications you can navigate to these sections, and then this will display all the books you have read and or are reading, and then for example, this will display all the books that you have up next. And then so for the Nightstand, for example, that will display like your top five that you like have read or like want to be reading next. And then part of the goal of the interface is also to make it very easy to have users navigate through it. So we have like a find new books and organized books section. So like Chloe, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah. So we've connected our website to Google Books API.
Okay.
So that users can search for a book and our website then parses results returned from the API. So, do you want to give us a book to search?
I've been meaning to read The Cat in the Hat.
Okay. Advanced reading level.
Okay. So if we search The Cat in the Hat.
I've heard a lot of good reviews, but...
Okay, so we get the first 10 results back.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming this is The Cat in the Hat you intend to read. Okay.
Looks about right.
So we'll go down, we'll select The Cat in the Hat, the first uh-huh. option, and we'll add it to your reading shelf.
Up next. I don't want to
be next. Too okay, okay. So we'll see Cat in the Hat appears in your up next shelf of your uh-huh. nightstand, and then say that, like, you changed your mind. You're reading it now. You started right
yep.
now. So we're going to go to Cat in the Hat, and then we'll move it to the reading shelf. And it moves it.
Cool, very cool. Yeah, that's really good. I see how it's analogous to a real nightstand, but
yeah.
I think with much more space than my nightstand.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you two are like avid readers.
Yeah.
Is that the inspiration? I'm just curious if...
Yeah, we were sitting in our common room and the two of us were trying to brainstorm ideas because we knew we wanted to work together and we knew we wanted to do web. But then we're like looking around, and then I always bring like a ton of books with me when I come to college for no reason, just to have the extra weight on the plane. So I had like my bookshelf pretty filled, and like Chloe was just looking around.
Yeah, in our common room, we have a couch on one side, and then we have bookshelves on the other.
Oh, wow.
So the two of us are sitting on the couch trying to think of what to do staring at the bookshelf. So
if only there was something there.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, and then we thought like, well, let's create like a nightstand, and the idea kind of came up with like, we both keep our individual books on our nightstands when we're like about to read them, mm-hmm. so.
Yeah.
It looks really nice.
Thank you.
Is this your first exposure to the CS course?
Yes, this is both of our first time doing CS at Harvard.
Yeah.
Did you do it in high school?
I took a programming class, but it was C, it wasn't one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And how did you find the whole experience overall?
I really liked
it. Really liked it.
I think CS50 is interesting because it really pushes projects. It seems like every piece that's, you create something that you kind of put your own touch to a little bit,
mm-hmm.
But also gives a lot of guidance. I really like the course for that reason.
Yeah, I thought the presets were all really applicable.
Yeah.
And something that after I did the preset, I was glad that I knew how to do.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite one in mind?
I think when we got to pick our tracks, getting able to make your own homepage was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
But before that, we had a preset where you got to, you made a, was it Python with the
I
DNA?
So. Yes, yeah.
The DNA
yeah.
where you,
you, that was hard though.
You parsed sampled like DNA sequences,
mm.
and then your computer was able to find, like your program decided which of the people in your database was a match for this mm-hmm. DNA sequence that was found. So it was like, actual.
It was really cool.
That's great. Yep, that's what the course definitely tries to do.
Yeah.
Well, it was great, really great talking to you too. Yeah. Thanks for sharing your project.
Yeah, thank you for talking to us. Yeah, sure.